Okay, on the first page of Phineas Wake, and maybe going into the second, third page, Joyce has every theme that's going to be in his book. And basically, it's all the arts and science and activities, including cuisine and sewing and births of cells. Everything possible is crammed in the first few pages. So he's showing that he's going to orchestrate the whole world. The whole world is the content of his, all the activities of humans and culture are the content of his book. And we read that in McLuhan's review of Burroughs' books in 1964, that the modern artist programs the whole environment, the whole world, all the worlds, as his content, or her content. So I'm thinking of making a manifesto, because I realize today more clearly how much we do in our communication. We offer a radio show, you know, consumer entertainment. We then bring in ION, which is non-physical consumer information, but then ION can dialogue, so it becomes co-producer. And when ION's not there, I'm doing co-producer stuff. We are cooking. We offer foods. We are doing scientific research right on the radio. We are doing art in the sense something's aesthetically organized. Usually ION's doing that. There's not a human activity in the world of communication that we aren't doing. And I don't think there's ever been an art form, a theatrical performance of that. Theater has a lot of media in it. Movies have a lot of media, but they aren't offering dialogue on the spot. And then we have a whole bunch of stuff recorded that we can go back to and play. So we can be self-referential, and I can go back 30 years and play stuff. So the multi-level communication going on would be the new song that Ion's predicting. There's nobody in the world that can communicate as long as we do on the radio for so many hours without station ID, without any corporate interference. We allow anybody to interact. And all the while, you've got non-physical, which has never been heard before, you know, swimming in and out of this whole thing, like the snake swimming in water. You know, the Thailanders say, I know it like the dance of thought among words. So it's the multimedia expression that Phineas Wake presented as a possibility that we actualize. So we're not an orchestra, we're not a movie, we're not a painting, we're not a sculpture, we're not a scientific product, we're not office management, we're not only any of those things, but we include all of those things, including board meetings right there on the air, occasionally, subtly done, espionage or intelligence coding, secret coding going back and forth between me, Carol, and ION right on the air, references to everything, and causing events at the same time. Who has ever communicated that?
Yeah, I think it's talking right is what you're saying. It's like what Joyce tried to do, expanding and exploring all possibilities of language, not only the written, but the accused.
And, today someone was telling me, who was it? Ed Long, that hypertext refers to Web 1.0. The young kids use the word text, and that means all media, all mixed corporate media. So we are texting, and we're doing it. Now, you just said, yeah, it's not word. It's communication of all media, including non-physical. See, it's everything that's being done, everything. And it's, you know, you take Edison had his lab out there in New Jersey. He couldn't take people. He couldn't have callers calling in and talking about what he was inventing on the spot. We're doing that. You have to believe that our products are real things invented by us. So that's easy to understand and believe once you have access to them and see what we do. So we're cooking. We're doing sex with discarnate genitals, right? It's pornography. It's blatant metaphysical jibber-jabber, and yet practical advice. How could, it's not just channeling something. Ion's not even channeling, he can come in by himself. How could you limit to language? it's the fact that we have the resources. I mean, Ed's provided, I mean, Bill has provided a cheap radio, a template of music. I got 1,000 songs I can click on. Nobody had access to clicking on things like that so rapidly, and built up on a show for many years that I can go back and click on anything, plus new stuff. And there's also tribal participation or tribal contributions coming in all the time with people's musical donations. So you actually think of the extreme level of communication going on, extreme abundance that Joyce was trying to show. And I always used to say in the Finney's Way Society of New York that the book was about me and Carolyn. Well, we're doing it. We're showing what can be done. And on top of that, we have other shows. We've got Ginny's Wednesday show and Carolyn's Medicine show.
I was reading an article on how they study the brain, and they see what happens when somebody listens to a melody, to the text, to the rhythm. Different parts of the brain are activated with only talking, only listening to speech. So I think what you do is this massaging of the whole different areas of the brain, the left and the right side.
There is good to do that.
There is a aesthetic pleasure, but also the intellectual, the thinking.
Yeah. So your assignment is to begin to write that out as if you're making a blurb for the show. We're making an ad, a statement of what we do, the uniqueness of what we do, the unprecedented levels of communication. So if you start to write something, then I can edit it or add to it. But write a paragraph or something, your way of saying it. Maybe it starts off with, you know, Dom Dobbs. What is it, Bob? Dom Dobbs. Dom. And then we're also doing archival. We're doing research on McLuhan's library. We have Brian calling in and reading on the footnotes. So there's not a part of civilization we're not doing. The main dividing point is that we provide food. Musicians never provided food unless there was a party, but they don't provide a new kind of food. We're a lab, we're a classroom, we're a party, a porn shoot, providing an incredible buffet. I mean, just think of it. It's pretty amazing when you realize what's happening. And I suppose we could have realized that a year ago, but it just occurred to me, and we need to promote our show that way. We need to promote our activities that way. What we're doing.
Go beyond and communicate with everything, even non-physical, and say it openly.
Yeah, that would be the porn part. That would be the obscenity, the no barriers, the insulting of decency, all those things that are polite. We are polite sometimes, but also it goes beyond politeness into aggressive invasion of whoever's in ions choosing to stimulate. That is one of the effects. Also, I'm a DJ. I'm a seuss, a dispenser of pleasure, you know, acoustic pleasure, autotactic pleasure. We don't just, you know, what is Shiva? One of those Hindu gods is creator and destroyer. We do that, but we also retrieve a lot. We do a tetrad, not just create and destroy. We retrieve and obsolesce within the ongoing performance. Tetrad management, and then including non-physical's version of that.
Yes, but I think so, the real avant-garde always were misunderstood.
Right. Perceived as a bomb. They were perceived as bombs.
Yes, because they were already blasting and bombing the old environment.
But it isn't, because we present all kinds of coherent statements, and we often, because the show goes so long, we review the show later, and then a new show or new aspects not foreseen happens. So it is planned, but yet there's openings for improvisation at the same time. And then there's the audience's reaction and new people entering this audience. That's surprising. You could say it's a happening, but it's a happening in the most comprehensive way that humans have never experienced before. That's why we say ions and environment. Well, our show is programming the ion dome environment, which includes every previous media environment known to humanity. And even to the point that ion is EP contact, extraterrestrial contact. We even have contact going on. Now, that's pretty incredible. So the most astounding forms of wish for communication happen in our show. And this is the way it should be described in any little poster or blurb on what this is about. Most fantastic statements have to be made, because that's what's going on. I mean, ion is an environment, and it wouldn't have happened without ion. So therefore, we can, as ion is a new invisible environment, all previous communications are content. And we program that content all the time, becoming more understanding of the new environment, which is ion. Yes. So they don't talk about, you know, ET contact. In Close Encounter of the Third Kind, the ET comes down and it makes a little music and a bunch of abducted people walk off, you know. Okay, wow, what a nice little bit. Yeah. They don't show what the ET did after. Did he form a TV show? Did he become a Wall Street company? You know, the David Bowie movie, The Man Who Fell to Earth, they show what he does. He takes over Wall Street. I think that was made by, was it Nicholas Reeg? R-O-E-G. Anyways, we show what the UFO does after it makes contact. You see?
Starts rapping, yeah.
Ian has done Finnegan's Wake as a rap, R-A-P, yeah. Mirroring sense, starts taking recent past scenarios and replaying it to get you up to the present.
They drop the bomb, Dobbs, never it.
Yeah, they drop me. They drop me on everybody.
And the beat.
And they drop the beats, and they dropped everybody out. Everybody could be a drop out and a drop in. So as I say this, it's never been said like this before, what we're doing, right? You've known it. You've intuited it. You've called it the new song. But to spell out like this is extra gravy on definition of what's going on here.
Yes, I think we were also aware of what's going on, but until now we fully understand it.
The complexity, the delight of payday is different. You never know what aspects or what's going to be happening. So you know it's going to be different and new, so you have to show up. If you're into enjoying it, you don't want to miss anything. I was talking to Ed Long today. He was marveling at the huge archive that's on his site. What is a university in itself?
Yes, and are engaging. It has other results. Like yesterday, we were talking, and then I opened the book in one page, and it's exactly
what we were just talking about. Yeah, if anybody is interested, that's page 151 of Take Today, the Executive Dropout by McLuhan and Neverett. That was resonating with what, or not Neverett, Nebit. That was resonating with what we were talking about the hours before. And in the middle of this, we are the bleeding edge, you know. Thomas Pynchon's book, which I will finish tomorrow, May 29th. Which is the day I slayed Robert Anton Wilson on KPFK in 1993. It's also Mae Brussels' birthday. It's President Kennedy's birthday. It's the day Hillary, whatever his name is, conquered Mount Everest in 1953. It's Bob Hope's birthday. So, and that would be 22 years after May 29th, 1993. 22 years to the day I finished Thomas Pynchon's corpus. He can't write anything more. It's done. I'm going to review the whole corpus from the 1700s with the book titled Mason Dixon up to this book, which brings it up to our stay in New York at the time of 9/11. So that's coming up. We're going to be so amazing, because this book predicts Iondom, is about Iondom as the latest environment. we're going to shock Thomas Pynchon that he's going to want to show up and engage with us in some format.
Or be so scared that...
About his reputation. Yeah, he will attempt to commit suicide, but we will not allow him to keep alive. He'll never be able to commit suicide. He'll be one of the first old guard of artistic genius that is forced to stay in the body.
It's amazing how this type of total communication goes beyond just the words. It's like communicating with the environment. The environment starts showing you answers or information you need. The thing just showing your awareness. And it's amazing how all these synchronicities and serendipity start happening.
You know what it is? It's programming social mortar. It's programming mortar that's fooled humans. The angels objected to humans adopting language. That's not word power language. That's social mortar language, socio-perception, Ian calls it. And that, in the Bible, is what their warning is. Uh-oh, these humans, these little men, are going to engage social mortar, and that's going to really cause some problems. Well, we're now consciously engaging social mortar, and the angels are delighted, or at least two-thirds of them. One-third is still a little uptight about it because they don't want us to be enlightened. But I'm the dark soul. I'm leading the charge, and we're actually getting ahead. We are the American Pharaoh, as the American Derby will be showing in the next couple of weeks, when the third, what is it, the Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Preakness, something like that, three races. So they're looking to see if American Pharaoh will do it on the third time, mirroring Dobbstown's takeover of lockdown county rule, right? American Pharaoh, processing, programming the whole world, all the worlds. we'll save that for future. But let's see. Yes. You want to end it, or you want to add some more thoughts?
Just say what you wanted to say.
Well, I think McLuhan ends Take Today with the phrase "A Finnegan's Resurrection." You got the book right there. You could grab page. Look on page 296 or 299. Look at the bottom of the page. You'll see "A Finnegan's Resurrection." You can read it. Just sift yourself to that.
What page is it?
297, 298, 299, something like that. I'm not sure which is the page, but the Finnegan Resurrection. Yeah, and I'm explaining how we are actualizing Finnegan's Wake in the full dimensions of its capabilities of intent of what it wanted to communicate. So you should see at the bottom of one of those pages, 296, 297, the Finnegan Resurrection. You should show it on the camera. You see that?
No, but I see this in the Ecologue for Navigation Through the Looking Glass with Many Happy Returns. Like, that's what we had been doing, looking back to return.
Your voice okay, to me I, is
it's,
flipping
it's
out.
The, page 295.
It has a Finnegan Resurrection at the bottom.
Yeah, every man has been awake.
Yeah, no. Where's it has to say Finnegan Resurrection? Where do you see that? Try 297. It has that Finn Resurrection? No. Look for Finn Resurrection at the bottom of the page of one of those pages.
Yes. It's greeted like this. Finn again, array, resurrection. Yeah, we are all like the Lazarus that came back from death to the eternal.
But loosen up. Show it to me. Put it up there against the camera. It's too blurry. Does it say Finn Resurrection at the very bottom there?
Yes.
That's page 297, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the headline of our manifesto, the Finn Resurrection.
Yes. Do it yourself, fate.
Yes. Does it have a title, a little up a bit, saying the world of yestermorrow?
In that...
black. That's page 295?
Yes, reinventing the world of yesteryomorrow.
That's 295, right?
Yeah.
So 297.
No, 297. Sorry.
That's 297. World of yesteryomorrow.
Yes.
What page is Do It Yourself Fate? What page is that?
295.
Oh, that's before.
Yeah.
So and resurrection is on 297 under the world of yesteryomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the important themes. That's the punchline. That's the headline of our next advertisement, hex advertisement. Okay, so maybe you'll.
It's interesting what he says here. There is no technical alternative to humanism.
No, wait a minute. No technical alternative to humanism. And then he says, but some people will call it superhuman.
Yes.
Or supernatural. You know what I mean? And that's Ion. Ion is human, merged with the human, non physical, merging with the physical.
Yes, but
that means obsolete.
It's perfection. It's again all completed.
We never left Grand Central Station.
Yes. Okay.
thank you. Thank you. That's my address to the followers and following to the address. Everybody included, and a few, we won't include Legend. He sent me an email and just said, fuck you, so Legend will be kicked out. He will not be present tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
That was DJ Bomb communique.
Some Commandant Bomb. Down there in Lorenzo County, communicating to the locals that they got to get no longer tolerate the Lorenzo.